We're in 2020, church. And for the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about what's going to happen in the new year. What's going to go on? Well, in 2020, I'm going to reclaim authority. Amen? And I'm going to reclaim my identity. My identity has fire in it. My identity has power in it. Amen? Because I have asked God to use me as a tool. Not let it be shame. Not let it be this, but use my mouth as a tool to spread the word. Amen. And it is time as we as Christians, we start walking in authority.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time we start reclaiming our identity. Amen. From the very beginning, the enemy of our soul has made it's his task to make us forget who God has called us to be. So from the very beginning, the enemy has tried to attack us and let us realize, you're not really who you think you are. You're not really who God has called you to be. You're not really a pastor, Shane. You're not really spreading the word down there in Griffin, Georgia, Shane. The devil's a liar, amen?
Amen.
The devil's a liar. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen? Amen. I want to ask you a question today. What is your mindset? What is your mindset? One area the devil always attacks is our mind. Amen. He attacks our mind. You remember me telling you last week when I was up here how I've been having these things going on in my side and how it has scared me so bad that I wouldn't even tell my wife. You remember this? And I prayed for myself, and before I could even pray, I had my hand on my side and God said, you'll live and not die. I got out of the shower, you'll live and not die. I went to sleep, you'll live and not die. What do you think the devil's trying to do to your pastor this week? He's trying to take him out. Friday I was at work and thought I was going to have to go to the hospital because I could not breathe. I was nauseated. The pain was like somebody was just stabbing me in the side. I got up, I walked outside and I said, I started walking as fast as I could. I'll live and not die. 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 You think the devil stopped? No, he started stabbing more. I'll live and not die. I'll live and not die. I'll live and not die. Then I got to where I was over like this. Then I got on my knees. I said, I'll live and not die. I'll live and not die. If I have to crawl, I'm going to live and not die. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got in my truck and I said, God, take the pain away. And he eased it. I went to sleep Friday night. Slept like a baby. Slept like a baby. Got up yesterday morning. Had a good day yesterday. Now, your pastor does have a little bit of common sense. He's going to go find out what's going on here. But I'm going to be fine. Because God has told me I'm going to live and not die. Amen? It's time we walk in authority. What is your mindset this week? What is your mindset this year? Amen? So he seeks to fill your mind with fear. Guilty. You see, the devil knows the power of fear. Amen? I remember the last couple of years being so fearful that the only thing that I knew how to do was hit my knees. The only thing that I knew how to do was to call upon Jesus. The only thing that I knew, I was at a place where there was only one person that could make it right. The only one person, the only Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Father of all, the only one that I could talk to.
Amen.
Was my Father,
yes.
Jesus. Amen? Because he has the answers of everything. Amen. But the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love," and what?
Of a sound mind.
Amen. So when our mind gets a little fuzzy, when our mind starts to stray a little bit, that's not of God. Amen. Because it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear." Amen.
Amen.
I want you to remember that word fear. Remember that word fear. Because at the end, I'm going to tell you a little something about fear. It says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power and of love and of a sound mind." Thank you, Jesus. We should all be running down to the four-way on that one.
Yes.
Amen. Fear is a weakness of power and the destruction of a sound mind. Amen. The Bible encourages that love casteth out all fear and teaches us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
You can't have fear and joy. Doesn't work that way. Does it, brother? Fear and joy don't work that way. You have fear or you have joy. And I choose to have joy.
Yes.
You know, the devil can poke me in the side all he wants to. The devil can tell me all these stupid things in my head all he wants to. But I claim faith and victory over it. Amen.
Yes.
I am joyous this morning.
Yes.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world." Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be conformed to this world. But be ye transformed and renewing of your what?
Mind.
Your mind. That ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Woo. Woo. Good preaching, Pastor Sam. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
See, the only way to prove what is good and acceptable, perfect will of God is to have the mind renewing through His Word. Amen?
Yes.
So how do I renew my mind? How? Through His Word.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we taught? This is our tool.
Mm-hmm.
This is our lifeline. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever you're going through. How many times do you read the Bible a week?
Every day.
We should all be reading it every day.
Amen. That's right.
We should all be getting out our tools. Amen. How many men in here have a toolbox? We got shiny tools in it that we want to go after our kids when they start using them and don't put them back. Amen. I got two boys. Where's my tools? There's never a question of where my tool's at. It's close to me at all times. Amen. Because my toolbox is my lifeline. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So ask yourself this: am I living out God's perfect will? Or am I allowing fear to overtake my mind? Am I allowing fear to be the main focus on my mind? Or do I doubt and am I in weakness? And is my identity cloudy? What would you rather live in? What are you living in? Because today, in January of 2020, I want to live in the perfect will of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To strive to anyway.
Yes.
The second question to ask yourself in this journey to reclaiming your identity is, what is your speech? What is your speech? Now, what is my speech? Here's where some of our toes may get a little hurtful. Here's where you may pull them up in your shoes and not want nobody to step on them. Amen? This is kind of where, when I was sitting in the pews, I'd be like, what's he fixing to talk about? What's that preacher man up here saying? My speech. Ain't nothing wrong with my speech. Amen? We automatically take offense to it. Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of our what?
Tongue.
Of our tongue. We could preach 2 or 3 months right there. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let me ask you something. People have been diagnosed from the doctor with a bad illness. Do you speak death or do you speak life? Because I'm going to tell you, I have been sitting in some hospital rooms in the last couple of years where there's a death sentence. To somebody that I love dearly. Twice. 1 year, and then the next year. It's very easy to say, I give up. It's my time. Yep. No, they spoke life over it. And thank you, Jesus, that today in 2020, all sickness is gone. Amen, because they took the time to say, Jesus, what are you showing me here? Jesus, what are you teaching me here? Jesus, where am I walking in this path? Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to have this sickness. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to go down this road. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be put on my rear end so I can stop and listen to what you have me to do. Thank you for allowing me to go into my calling. Amen. Matthew 18 and verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Genesis 2 and verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast in the field and every fowl in the air, and brought them unto Adam, to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called everything creature that was named thereof. So every creature that was created thereof, Adam named it. Amen. And your pastor this morning is looking through some new glasses, so I can see a little bit better now. As the song says, I can see clearly now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad the rain's gone as well.
Amen.
You have to get excited about this scripture. You have to get excited about this. It says that whatever Adam called them, it was. Amen. I ask you, are you calling the situation around you? Or are you naming it victory? Are you naming it defeat? Are you calling it a blessing? Or are you calling it a curse? What are you calling it this morning? Because I don't like the word defeat. And I certainly don't like the word curse. So, I always try to say, Lord, thank you for the victory. Thank you for the blessings. Lord, I appreciate you thinking of this little old guy down here in Georgia and allowing me to be caught in some traffic. So I'm not put in harm's way a mile up the road.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for allowing my septic tank to be backed up on Monday morning so that I don't get caught in a car wreck. Or whatever it is, it's up the road. Yes, your pastor had some septic tank issues Monday morning. The water did not want to flush. And I was in some water mud boots, whatever you want to call them. I did not know, living on a hill, water would stand. Anybody ever seen water stand on a hill? You should have been in my house Monday. But I claim victory. I claim blessings. Amen? I want to encourage you today to take the shackles off your feet. Amen? How many's heard the song? Take the shackles off my feet. Today I'm ready to take the shackles off my feet. Yeah, it looks funny up here, but I don't want them nowhere around me. Get away from me, get out this building, get out this church, get off the property. Amen. Put the devil in his place. Renew your mindset. Amen. Recalibrate your speech. Am I stepping on toes? Amen. Am I stepping on your toes? Because your pastors were stepped on this week as I was preparing the message. I stepped on my own toes. Because there's a lot of times I called my wife this week. I even sent you a text. I said, "Dear Lord Jesus, something's got to be done. Pray for me. I'm about to go crazy." And then I thought, delete, 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 delete. I got the victory.
Amen.
Amen. I got the victory. Because God's showing me.
Yes.
God's showing me some things. Amen. How many of you ever went through something that you're like, "Are you kidding me?" I have. I went through some things where I was blamed for a lot of stuff or whatever the case may be. And I thought driving down the road, "God, can you please show me what just happened?" God said, "I don't have to show you what happened. All I'm showing you is move on. Let it go. Forget about it. You're in a new season. You're in a new walk. Amen. You've claimed the victory. Amen.
Yep.
Put the devil in his place. Walk in authority and reclaim your identity. Amen. Church, remember I asked you a while ago about fear. How do you spell fear? F-E-A-R. Fear. We've all done it. But do you know what the Bible says about fear? Fear not. How many days do we have in a year? 365. How many times is fear not in the Bible?
365.
Conveniently 365 times, one for each day of the year. So the next time you fear, fear not, because it says 365 times in the Bible, one for every day of the year. Amen? So this afternoon, when you're driving down the road and the devil puts a little fear word in your mind, it's already been written in our toolbook. It's already been written in the toolbook. Fear not, child. Fear not. So the next time you fear, say, "Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar." So this means pretty much, Pastor, that we're covered for every day of the year?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 365. I mean, I did go to Jonesboro High School. Math wasn't my strong suit, but 365. Yeah, that's one for every day of the year. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Only thing I can say is when this book was written, he already knew when the end was coming and what every little avenue or every little piece of the puzzle we had to walk through, it was already written. And so when we started feeling the fear, he put it down. You know, I can read this Bible from Genesis to Revelations and Revelations backwards to Genesis 150 times. And I still learn something every time I read. Every time I pick this book up, I read. I learned something in Sunday school this morning that I had to write down, because I now am going to get home today and I'm going to study what I read in Sunday school. Amen. Because that's how God works. When you think you know it all, you don't know nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Abiding Love Community Church, the time is now. It is now that we walk in authority and reclaim our victory. Amen?
Amen.
Keith, the time is now. The time is now that we hold our head up. We hold our shoulders back. We are Christians in 2020. Amen. They may be taking our praise and worship music out of our stores. They may be taking prayer out of schools. They even may be taking God out of church, but they're not taking it out of this one, as long as I'm here. Amen?
Amen.
And as long as this is Abiding Love Community Church, we're going to be preaching and teaching about salvation. There ain't but one way. There ain't but one way, church. And that's through the blood of Jesus. Amen. And ask Him to come into your heart and wash it white as snow. Wash your sins away. Lord, we accept You this morning. Amen. It ain't no feel good sometimes. Sometimes it helps for us to get our feet and toes and fingers smashed. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. You want me to jump on these seats again? Amen. I couldn't do that yesterday, so I did it this morning.
Thank You, Jesus.
God's good.
Yes.
I laid in the bed last night, and I was thinking about today, and I was reminded about 365 days that God and the Bible said, fear not, because fear come over me. What if my side starts hurting? Fear not, Jane. Fear not. Practice what you preach. Amen. And I fear not. You know, I think the reason God told me the other night in the shower, as I've got my hand on my side, you'll live and not die. Because we're just getting started here. And I strongly believe the good Lord didn't put me here for me to die. Not this early. Not this early in the ball game. We ain't even got started yet. Amen. So I fear not. God's got this already. I'll go to the doctor and he'll say, yeah, you got a little something, we'll give you some medicine, be gone in a day or so. Amen.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of God that I serve. He knows I'm afraid of needles and cutting and all that stuff, and I ain't even claiming none of that. Claim things as though they are, I'm well. I'm healed. I'm set free. I'm delivered. Amen?
Amen.
And in closing, this new year, in 2020, I encourage you, this world's not getting any better. It's not supposed to. I don't mean to scare the kids this morning. I don't mean to scare the adults this morning. But if you believe in this Bible, you can pull over here to Revelations and read all about it. Read all about it. But don't fear. Because as Christians, God's got us covered. As Christians, God's given us a tool. We're covered. Amen? It's supposed to be like this. But He's put us here for us all to be missionaries. He's put us here for us all to be witnesses to people. I've got a really, really close friend of mine. And as funny as this sounds, I've never met him. I talk to him every week. He wrote a book. And I grabbed this book. I picked it up. Wanted to come in the mail Wednesday. I finished it last night. Because I picked it up and I couldn't stop reading. Y'all gave me a book. Same way. I picked it up. I'm like, oh, it's 2:00 in the morning. Okay, just keep reading. It's 3:30 in the morning. I gotta go to work tomorrow. But I keep reading it. And this man's journey, how he is where he is today, is only by the grace of God. Because he's asked God to save him. He asked God to take care of him and cover him. And he has gone from being very wealthy to having nothing. And then back again. But the thing that I got through the whole book was he never gave up. He never blamed God. He thanked God for every situation that he walked through. He thanked God for every avenue that was against him. Because every avenue that he went down, there was a slap in his face. God put it there. God allowed some things to happen to make him stronger, to build his character. Because we are... My dad and my granddaddy always told me, a man is only as good as his word. And if I tell you I'm coming to your house, I'm going to be at your house. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something. If I tell you I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you. And I got this out of the book, and I thought, that is so inspiring. I told my wife yesterday at lunch, I looked at her and I said, I don't know why. But the things that you and I had to have gone through in the last 3 to 4 years, we need to sit down and write a book. It may take us a month, it may take us 10 years. But we need to sit down and put on paper. Because those that are just here for the first time, every blade of grass on this property, every stitch of yarn in this carpet, every paint follicle in that wall, everything that you have pulled up on, looked at, seen, and everything is all by the grace of God. We are debt free here. We've been here almost 2 years.
2 years in April.
And yes, debt free. Debt free. This church owes nobody nothing. And what a blessing that is. Because somebody God put in our path for this to happen. God allowed some things to be lined up because God knew on 2020 that it was a new season. The shift is taking place, if you will. It's time that we put our shoulders back and our heads up and we walk with boldness. When you leave this church, if you go eat, if you go home, go to the grocery store, wherever it is you go, from now on, when you walk through this door, hold your head up. Hold your shoulders back. Say, hey, my name's Shane. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. Can I pray for you today, brother? And then you put your hand on him and pray for him if God leads you that way. You know, that's some boldness. We had a sermon here a year and a half ago on love. And I said, we need to tell people we love them. We need to tell people we love them. We left here and went to eat. A perfect stranger. I had never even, still hadn't seen him since. I don't know what it was, but he had such a spirit of just humbleness over him. And I said, I don't know why, but brother, I love you. And I shook his hand and I hugged his neck and went on my way. Now that man might have thought, that dude's lost his rocker. He is cuckoo. But I felt it. Amen. I told y'all once before, I had asked God for some certain things. And I wanted 3 years ago a new love for people. Now, I thought when I said, Lord, show me love. Let me feel like love like no other. I thought he would have just sprinkled it. But he dumped the whole bottle on me. Because I truly, no matter what people walk through, no matter how people act, they still need to be loved. You can turn on the news. We watched it this morning. Wished I wouldn't have. Turn the news on this morning, and you find people killing one another. Why are they doing that? Was that not showing love? Was they just in the game and shouldn't have been there? Everybody needs to feel love. Christmas time, when Abiding Love Community Church walks into a stranger's house, blesses a family for Christmas. I would have taken every one of them home. Because I love people. And it warms my soul that God has allowed me to love. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads.